Okay, folks, we are back today here on The Chill Factor. And of course, always our friend Ann Canfield. She's got great information to offer to you. Finding strength today. I know the holidays are upon us, and Ann is always willing to offer her advice with such great stuff here on The Chill Factor. Hello, Ann. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's so good to be here today, Kathleen.
Awesome. So what are you up to today? What information do you have for us? As always, you're just such a blessing in disguise.
So it is holiday time, and today we're talking about how do we master small talk? How do we have small talk with others be easier and less uncomfortable? And I'm talking about the small talk, whether just buying coffee at the local convenience store and somebody smiles at you, or you're at work, or all these upcoming holiday gatherings that we might have.
And there's a lot of them, right, within the workplace?
Exactly. Exactly, even the workplace or even personal. Because when we're young, we are told about stranger danger and don't talk to strangers. And as young children, I know in the U.S., is that we kind of protect our children. We keep them in the background a little bit. And that skill, as we get older, we have to learn the importance of how do we have small talk? How do we have these mini connections? And what do those look like? Most of them might be fleeting, such as a holiday party when you know three or four people and the rest are strangers. And others, we might find that we can plant a seed for a relationship that maybe we didn't even expect. And that's where the importance of small talk comes in, to be able to master this skill. As human beings, we truly are meant for connection. And we meet a lot of people day to day, and we do have influence. Mastering small talk can help give each of us a win. And don't we all need at least 1 to 3 wins a day? Right?
Absolutely. I agree with you. Definitely. It makes the body feel so good.
It does. And the nice thing about the wins of mastering small talk is that it's something that you can control. You're not waiting on someone else to give it to you. And that's kind of the part we're going to talk about today. How do we engage in it? What are some tips so we can listen, learn, and earn the conversation? Bob Goff is a writer who wrote a couple of books. One of them is Love Does, and the other one is Everybody Always. And he talks about that he has a minimum for his goal of having 8 touch points a day. So he aims to be able to have 8 touch points, whether it's getting gas, going to the bank, getting morning coffee at work. It's that touch point of saying, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. Any kind of small talk scenario that you might run into, because you never know. In our world, it might just be for a moment. But for somebody else, that smile and that moment of small talk might be the highlight of their day. And that's kind of that influence that we can bring. So Deborah Fine is an author that writes a book called The Fine Art of Small Talk. So I'm going to borrow some brilliance from Deborah Fine today and talk about a few of the highlights that she talks about in her book, as well as a couple of my own. And then Kathleen, if you're up for it, I'm going to use you. And we're going to have a small talk conversation if you're up for that today.
Always, Anne. Always. I love what Wonderful. You bring to the table.
Fantastic. So a couple of the things that she talks about is to, when you go to one of these functions and you're kind of going to one of these holiday gatherings of some sort, and you're going to an event, is to come up with a few things that you're prepared at a function that you want to be able to talk about. Some of those generic questions that we might bring up, because it's the holiday season. It might be something as like, oh, is your Christmas shopping done? What's the best gift that you're giving this year? What gift are you looking for? Again, something that will kind of have those so that you're ready to go, because you know you're going into a situation that there's going to be small talk. And that's one of those things is like, what can you do to be a conversation starter? Right?
Right.
How can you start those conversations? Because what we're looking for is be aware of your body language. Because people that look or act ill at ease, it makes other people uncomfortable. So act confident and be comfortable, even if you're not. Kind of pull your shoulders back. Kind of have that open posture because you are valued. You do have influence. And each of us can probably look to 2 to 5 people in our world where their eyes light up when they see us coming. Think of how you are to those people when you go into any situation where you're looking to have that small talk and to master it. So that's the other tip that we've got is kind of being confident and comfortable. The next tip has to do with the fact of, well, how can I feel comfortable and confident when I don't know what to say, right? This is a common situation with small talk. The next tip that we're going to talk about is I have a phenomenal, phenomenal encouragement for you today. You never need to worry about what you will say, because the next tip is you are going to learn how to ask questions and use whatever information they give you to have that small talk conversation. So for instance, if somebody comes up and says, oh my gosh, they look a little flushed. You go, wow, you look a little flustered. You know, what's got you so flustered? And they say, oh, my day at work was really hard. You know, it's just so stressful at my job. What if your job was stressful, right? You're going to ask a question and you're only going to use the information that they are feeding you. Another example might be sports. I don't know anything about hockey, but if I was in a room full of people and I had a conversation and someone's like, oh, they got a hockey shirt on, I might go, oh, you really like hockey. So what's your favorite team? Right? They're going to tell me about their favorite team. And I might say, how long have you been following hockey? What made you choose that as your favorite team? Wow. What is it about hockey that you like? I can ask a lot of questions and have that other person engage with me without me knowing anything about what their subject matter is, because the goal of small talk is not to be interesting, but be interested in the other person. That's really our objective of small talk, is we want to show that we are interested. We want to have them engaged. Another note that comes up sometimes is remembering names. And oh, I don't remember their name. Another tip she talks about, take your time during introductions and use the person's name during the conversation. And that will help you kind of remember it. And that's always helpful. And then if somebody else came to join your party, use their name and act kind of as the mini host. Oh, by the way, Jim, this is Julie. We just met her. She was just talking about the hockey game that she went to last night. And this will help you remember those names when you're at those events. So I have to ask you, Kathleen, how comfortable on a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you with small talk?
Oh, I am a talker first and foremost, but like you said, with the objective is me listening to what, you know, the picture, not only you're verbally speaking to somebody, but looking around at what their interest is. So yeah, I'm really comfortable. I would say I like to engage because I like to see people happy. But at the same time, I love what you just pointed out. Like, say, if we were going to use you for an example, you know, this is my friend Anne. She's new to the club. You know, let's, you know, hey, introduce, you know, definitely right. Give people credit where credit is due.
Exactly. And the nice thing is that if you just met somebody, it's easy to say, oh, by the way, I forgot your name. Julie. That's right. Julie. Julie, this is Matt. Matt has just been with us. I'd really love for you guys to have a conversation. You know, Matt likes hockey, too. Right? Or something. Like, that's kind of that idea, is that you're not there to talk about and feel that you have to carry the conversation. You're looking to kind of facilitate to be to let other people be heard.
So getting it and opened up, right, Anne? Is that what you're
saying? That's correct. Okay. That's right. Kind of open up the conversation to let other people shine and have that light, right? And that's kind of that moment. So, for example, if you and I were at, because you're a DJ, and let's say that right now that I'm at a wedding, and I feel very uncomfortable at this wedding because it's like my third removed cousin, and I know like two people. And my family knows these cousins a lot better than I do. And let's say that you're the DJ, and I'm just looking for someone to talk to.
Yep, it happens a lot.
So I come up to you, and I say, oh, so if you don't mind, Kathleen, let's just do a little spur real quick here for to show how this is done. And I come up to you and say, oh, so wonderful. So how long have you been doing this?
So if my answer would be to them, I enjoy, first of all and foremost, definitely what I've been doing. And I'm glad that you are here today to enjoy the music.
Oh, fantastic. So I have to ask, whatever got you into becoming a DJ, Kathleen?
When you see people happy and you make wonderful memories, people unite together. And music is a universal language when it comes to that.
That is awesome. What is your favorite music to listen to, Kathleen?
Being a DJ, you really have to be open to diversity of music because not everybody likes the same genres.
That's awesome. I know that today we're actually at a wedding. Do you primarily do weddings or do you do other events as well?
As a DJ, I think everyone should be open to diversity again when it comes to music, but I also like to do my favorite. I don't have a favorite, but maybe I have a fun, and that would be country line dancing.
Oh, that is awesome. That is fantastic. Do you ever have a second or third person that helps you when you DJ one of these big events?
I absolutely try to get good help, but as we all know, it doesn't come easy, but I definitely hold my own. So are you enjoying your evening this evening, Anne, with all the music that's being played?
I am absolutely loving it. And that was very, very well done, Kathleen, because what you will recognize when you master small talk and you go down that road just like we did, guess what? It comes back that the person is going to reciprocate. So, Kathleen, I have to say that was an amazing example of mastering small talk.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I have to ask you, Kathleen, how did that make you feel?
Inside my body, I have a smile, which you can't see over the radio.
But that's kind of the idea, right? That I'm interested in you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to know more about you.
Absolutely. You're feeling what the other person is feeling. And that's if that's joy, then keep bringing it on. I love it.
That's right. That's amazing. So to end our conversation about mastering small talk, we're just going to say a couple more things. There's a couple of conversation builders that you can use. A couple of those might be things such as, so what do you think of this? What do you think of this? Or, hey, have you heard about X? Or maybe something as such as, hey, what is your take on, you know, the new music that most of the kids are listening to? So these are a couple of those conversation builders. And to close us out today, we also want to be sure that we have a few lines ready to gracefully move away from a conversation. For example, hey, I need to check on a client over there. Or you know what, I skipped lunch today. I really need to visit the buffet. Or, you know, it was such a pleasure meeting you. I hope that we can catch up on another day, right?
Absolutely.
Those types of ways to exit that conversation for small talk. So I hope today I've really been able to enlighten a couple people and allowed you to feel more confident in the next situation where you have to be influencing and have that small talk situation.
As always, and great information. And again, up on iHeartRadio, over at Spotify, Deezer, FM radio, 365, with now over 74 countries tuned in. And Anne is a big part of this, folks. So please feel free to share and share alike. And as always, Anne, great job, great information. Thanks again for coming on to the Chill Factor.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I look forward to our next session.
All right. We will be back on Wednesday night, folks, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on The Chill Factor. Have a great day, night, evening, wherever you're tuned in from. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.